Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's annual hybrid client conference here in beautiful San Diego. Look who we have in the studio lounge. We just saw this guy milling about in the lobby here at the Manchester Hyatt, Mr. Jeff Dent. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How's the how's this grand event going for you this time around?
It's great. Every year it just keeps getting bigger. You look out in the audience, and I just can't believe it. I look back at our first conference.
Is it mind-blowing? Yeah.
I mean, we were all in one room. Every session was in one room. You can't even call them sessions, right?
Yeah.
The conversations.
That's right.
Just great.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate all the support we're getting from our clients and our vendor partners. It's a blast.
Yeah. I mean, I still think it's one of the great stories of this industry, what you guys have done. I mean, from scratch, you know, essentially, and how you guys have grown and really kind of turned this industry on its head. So it's really cool to see what you guys have done in these last 13, 14-ish years, you know?
Yeah.
So is it 14? 13?
13-ish. I started a little before that, but yeah, I mean, I think the industry was just ready for a little change.
I agree.
We're in a unique opportunity to be able to start this from scratch. Whenever you have a system that's already established, it's hard to redo some of those things you always wish you would have done. And leveraging the knowledge base that we had with John and Teresa and others, it was fun. It was a lot of work, but it was one of those opportunities I couldn't pass up to be a part of.
Oh, completely.
I'm so glad being able to work with all these great vendors and having these forward-thinking clients on board, especially the early adopters. It's been amazing.
Yeah. I keep saying that every year I come here, and it's such a, like you said, a forward-thinking group that really is really eager to try some new things, you know? And you guys are just the ticket for that, because you guys presented something new and something fresh, but something really flexible for them to really grab a hold of, right?
So exactly.
No
pun intended, but we know what our core competency is.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so we stay in our lane. We define core a little differently than other vendors. But that's what we want to do, and we want to be the best at it.
Yeah.
And we want to leverage all the cool things that other vendors are doing and make it easy for them to integrate with us and partner with us and bring products to our client base.
Well, see, that was one of the things when let's go in the Wayback Machine, and that was one of the things that really struck me about Keystone was, like, you can plug and play basically virtually any third-party technology to it. And, like, why hasn't this been done before, you know? So, and you just kind of knew that this gives Credit Union so much freedom to do what they need to do based on their membership. And this is the philosophy from day one.
From day one, we designed the system and said, hey, look, we're going to have one API. We need an API for the user interface. We need to communicate to the core to create presentation
there. Yeah.
But we're not going to give a subset of functionality to vendor partners. Let's just give them that same API.
Exactly.
We'll just maintain one set of code. So selfishly on our side, we get to maintain one baseline, one API, and as we build the system out, it gets inherently added to the API, and then our vendor partners can take advantage
completely of that. Completely logical. Yeah, completely logical. And now here you are, I just heard 200 clients later, so congrats on that.
Yes, I didn't know.
I'm not going to say.
Yeah, but that will be signed tonight. Our 200.
Well, client. This won't be aired until
perfect. So
the year 2024.
Yeah. So it's super exciting. The timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
Being
at the conference here.
At the conference.
It's really cool.
Signing on the midway. It's 200. I can't believe we're at 200. It's been going by so fast, but
it was pretty cool getting to two.
It was
awesome pretty cool getting to 20.
It was amazing getting to 20.
Yeah.
And when we hit 100, it was that another milestone. But hitting 200 is just a testament to what the team has been able to do.
Yeah.
You know, we're over 300 employees, 324 employees now.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to grow the company like that, it was important for us to keep the culture and that startup
mentality.
What the core group of individuals that helped make Correlation what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're cognizant of having a special environment here and spend a lot of time to make sure we preserve that.
Well, the three of you, Teresa, John, and you, really set the tone from the very beginning about setting that culture and how important culture is to this organization, and not only setting the culture in-house, but actually connecting with other credit unions who have like-minded or similar cultures, right? And
right.
Who want to kind of connect with that.
Yeah.
So you guys set that tone really early, and it really shows coming to a conference like this when you see people that are like-minded.
It does, and I was just having a conversation with a prospect and a client that just recently signed, and one of the things they pointed out was our culture. And you know, that started early on with the individuals that helped make Correlation what it was, but then also you know, recognizing that and passing it down to the next generation of Corellas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's been really fun, and you know, it's something that you have to really be cognizant of more now than ever before because of the work environment we're in. Because we're remote, and we have been since COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you get distributed like that, you can lose some of that special sauce.
Yeah, that's a challenge for a lot of companies out there. Yeah.
So I feel like we're doing a good job on preserving that.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the smiling faces here at the conference.
Okay. I think you got it. Yeah, I think you're still on that road for sure.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to let you, because they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff behind the scenes here. So one more question for you. Because you're always looking on the horizon for new technologies and things like that. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. What are you guys seeing? I mean, I don't want to reveal any top secret plans or anything like that, but just with the speed of technology today and what's going on, especially with the AI section and things like that, how do you see this, I don't know, transforming, this evolving? What's going on right now? Because it's going so fast.
You know, we've always said in technology, we want to be on the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge. So we spend a lot of time analyzing new things like AI and machine learning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we've been looking at those for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
And
putting
together proof of concepts and seeing if it makes sense to fit, or where it makes sense, if at all, into our environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we did a lot of research on like FedNow and releasing that this year.
Yep. July.
We decided to partner with a vendor as opposed to creating our own process.
Okay.
But as far as the specifics,
I hold that. I ask you every year.
You ask me every year, but I will say, you know, data is always on the forefront of everything we do and making it accessible to our vendor partners and our clients.
Yeah.
And so we will be releasing some cool stuff in the data realm.
All right. We're all sitting on pins and needles now, Jeff. Thanks for that. Alrighty, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you got a lot on your plate as well, but always appreciate the time. And congratulations on the success. It's just really cool to see. And again, it's still one of my favorite stories in this industry, what you guys have done here.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Good stuff, man.
All right, Jeff.
All right, have a good one.
Be well.
Thank you.
Keep up good work. Jeff Dent, everybody. The man, the myth, the legend. Go check him out.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.